This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For our final speaker tonight, it's a tremendous chus for us to have, for the first time for our base Medrash, Rabbi Daniel Glasstein Shlita, a renowned Rav from Cedarhurst, historian of Mechaber Sfarim, Mechaber the Sifrei, Maggid Arakia, and also the author of a brand new art school, Haggadah, that came out this year, already a bestseller. I'm going to chus to introduce Rabbi Glasstein, Achron Chodesh.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity. I would go with the bestseller, but somebody sitting next to me on the screen is has a. It's an honor to be even within the running. You know, when you're the closing pitcher. So it depends. When you're in a tight game, so the closing pitcher is critical to the game. But when you have an all-star lineup and the game's already out of hand, so you put in you just finish off the job. So you know when you're the last speaker. In order to make sure that you're not speaking about a topic that other people already spoke about, so you always have to pick something original. This way, you know, there's usually good reason why nobody ever suggested this idea, but be it as it may, I would like to share with you what I think is a revolutionary perspective of the structure of Haggadah Shel Pesach. And let's focus in on the story of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Tarfa, and Shalim Mesubim b'Vnei Brak. It's interesting, in the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, there are only two stories of Haggadah. You have the story in Haggadah Shel Pesach, you have the story of Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then you have a Toisefta. So here's my question. You have these five Tanoim, these are probably five of the most eminent Tanoim of that era, but the Gadol Hadar is conspicuously absent from that story. I mean, who is the Nasi at the time? Who's the Nasi in the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua? Of course, Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel is the Nasi. Where in the world is Ram Gamliel at that Seder? I mean, these five Tanoim are not all from the same city. They obviously gather together to be together for Haggadah Shel Pesach, for Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So where's the Gadol Hadar? Where's the Nasi? Why wasn't Ram Gamliel there? And amazingly, the other record of a Seder night is in a Toisefta in Psachim, where the Toisefta tells us that Ram Gamliel was gathered with the Chachamim in Lud, and he did something very different the night of the Seder than Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Tarfin. What did he do? The Gemara says he was talking about Hilchos Pesach the whole night. So we already have two different approaches to what to do the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The five Tanoim in Bnei Brak, they're Mesaprim B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're telling the narrative, they're telling the story. And Rabbi Gamliel, you know, he didn't say a word about the story. He's not talking about the miracles. He's learning Halacha. So, first of all, why is Ram Gamliel not at that historic Seder with the other five Tanoim? And secondly, why do we have these two streams, these two approaches to what one should be doing the night of the Seder? Now, the next passage in the Haggadah, by the way, is an amazing thing. Reb Chaim Falaji says he counted the chapters of Maggid, and he came out with exactly 50 chapters of Maggid, and that's because Tikkuni Zayar says, the Gra quotes in many places, that it says in the Tanakh, it says in the Chumash, 50 times Yetzias Mitzrayim, because had we remained there a moment longer, we would have fallen to the point of no return to the Sha'ar Nun. And when Hashem extricated us, He took us out of all 50 levels. So that's why it says Yetzias Mitzrayim 50 times in the Chumash. That's why there are 50 passages in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. But the next passage is Amar Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Ani Kven Shivim Shana. If you look in the Gersa of the Rambam, after Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he brings what he considers the authentic text of Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Rambam changes one word of our text of the Haggadah. Instead of Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gersa of the Rambam is Amar Lohem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Which means like this, according to the Rambam, at that historic Seder, with Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Tarfa, and Rabbi Kiva, at that historic Seder, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turns to them, and he says, you know, my entire life, I can never convince the Chachamim that you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the nighttime until Ben Zoima came along and finally I was able to impose my Shita. So it's amazing, we all know, that if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, that means this was when he was 18 years old, and he was promoted and appointed to be the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. That means that story of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Zimazan and Rekiva Tarfoin happened on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. So we're all familiar with the backstory. The backstory is, the question came into the Beis Medrash, is Mariv a Rishus or is Mariv a Chayv? Rabbi Yeshua gets up, he says, Mariv is a Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel comes in, they asked him, Rabbi Gamliel says, Mariv is a Chayv. Rabbi Gamliel says, does anybody argue on me? No, nobody argues on Rabbi Gamliel. Nobody would dare ever argue on Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's approach was that he ruled with an iron fist. This was in the aftermath of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Gamliel held, in order to establish authority in Klal Yisrael and ensure the stability of the people in the aftermath of the Churban, he ruled with great authority. He didn't let anybody disagree with him. Already on previous occasions when Rabbi Yeshua tried to disagree with Rabbi Gamliel put Rabbi Yeshua down. In fact, this is the third occasion that Rabbi Yeshua was, so to speak, put down in the presence of Gamliel. The people got angry at Rabbi Gamliel. The people said enough already with Rabbi Gamliel imposing his authority. And they actually demoted Rabbi Gamliel and they excommunicated him. And on that day, they didn't know who should be the next Nasi. It couldn't be Rabbi Yeshua. He's the Baal HaMais. It can't be Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't have Zchus Avos. So they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which means the historic Seder recorded in the Haggadah was the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Nasi. And that's indicated, by the way, by the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in that Mishnah. It's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ranked third in the middle. There's a klal, whenever you have a list of Tanoim, the middle Tana is Gadol Shebekulan. The flanking him on the right and left is Rabbi Yeshua, is the Av Bezin, on the left is Rabbi Kiva, the Gadol Adar. And then further, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tarfon. So that means Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is ranked number third. He's the Nasi. And now we understand why Rabbi Gamliel was not at that Seder. Of course he's not at the Seder. He's in Chayram. He's already Mimbachutz. They already demoted him. So that explains why Rabbi Gamliel was not at that Seder. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at that Seder, he said, finally I could breathe. For the last 20 years, I come to the Beis Medrash, I can't get a word in. Rabbi Gamliel always imposes his viewpoint. It's the first time I could impose my viewpoint and say there's a chiyuv to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Leila said, I don't have Rabbi Gamliel overriding me. Now, this is Oyoim Benoira. I believe that it is critical to begin Haggadah Shel Pesach that Rabbi Gamliel has been demoted as the Nasi and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is at the helm. Why? Because we know Rabbi Gamliel had the following policy. He would wait at the door, he would take a look at you, he would peer into your soul, and he would say, you know what, you're not that genuine, you're not that real, please stay out. Rabbi Gamliel would see into your soul if you're toichai kabarai, whether your inside matched your outside. And if it didn't, he wouldn't let you in. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kol Talmid she'ein toichai kabaroi, al yikanes beis hamedrash." Now I ask you a question. It's Leil Seder. You're bringing your kids to the table. You have all kinds of kids. There's a chacham. There's a rasha. There's a tam. There's a she'ein yodea lishal. You think they're all coming into the house with Gamliel at the helm? You think Rabbi Gamliel is letting everybody into the Beis Medrash? We all know the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, so they added either 400, 700 benches. All the Banim entered the Beis Medrash when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed. So it's critical that the Haggadah begins. There's a new man at the helm. His name is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And under his authority, everyone into the house. You could be a Chacham, a Rasha, a Tam, a Sheini, a De'a Lishal. Because under the authority of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's Nitoisu Hasafsalim. Rabbi Gamliel cannot be at the helm. In other words, when you're presiding over your Seder, if you want to know which Mahalach to use, you have to use the Mahalach of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the night of the Seder, and not that of Rabbi Gamliel. But it's amazing that the end of the story is, Rabbi Gamliel comes to ask to ask mechila from Rabbi Yehoshua, who it seems that he insulted. And Rabbi Gamliel says, please be meichel me. Rabbi Yehoshua said, no. And Rabbi Gamliel said, you know, please be meichel me leman kvoid avi, in the honor of my father. And Rabbeinu Nissim said, who's the honor of the father that Rabbi Gamliel was invoking? Rabbeinu Nissim says, he meant Hillel Hazaken. So think about it. Does Rabbi Gamliel ever come back into the Seder? Of course he does. At the end of Magid, Rabbi Gamliel's back in at the helm. Rabbi Gamliel haya oimer, kol shalai amar shalosh advarim elu b'pesach layatza yidei chayvasei. Now think about it. Remember the story? After Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua for forgiveness, so now the question is, so who should be the Nasi? You can't remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah completely, malan b'koidesh ve'ein moiridin, the Gemara says. So they came up with the following approach. Rabbi Gamliel is going to rule three Shabbosim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will rule one Shabbos. And lo and behold, by the end of the Seder, look who's back in action. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, kol shaloi, amar shloisha, dvarim, elu, b'pesach, layotza, yidei chava. It's exactly parallel to the famous story in Brachas. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gets in one halacha in the beginning of the Seder, and that is that you have to mazkir in Yitzias Mitzrayim, baleilois. And at the end of the Seder, like in the Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Gamliel, kol shaloi, amar shloisha, dvarim, because Rabbi Gamliel's back in action. Now, how did Rabbi Gamliel get back in? He said, "Be moichel me, leman kvoid beis avi." Who was his father that he's referring to? His Zayda Hillel. So, of course, the other Tana brought in the Haggadah is Zecher leMikdash keHillel. The Haggadah Shel Pesach seems to be structured based on the famous episode and saga in the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Ches between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. We're at the beginning of the night. We got to open the door. It's an open door policy. All children are allowed in. All children are given a seat. All children are given a front row seat. The only way to get the Tam, the Sheni Yodei Lishal, and the Rasha to the table is Rabbi Gamliel is demoted for a short period of time. And I think a very powerful remez to this. There's a Rav Asher Weiss brings this in his Haggadah, but it comes from Rav Nachman of Breslov. He says when the Talmidim came to the five Tanaim and they said, "Higi azman kriya shma shel shachris." Shachris, Rav Nachman says, is a Rashi Tevois for the Arba Banim. Chacham, Rasha, Tam, Sheini Yedei Elishal. Shachris, Sheini Yedei Elishal, Chacham, Rasha, Tam. In other words, now that we've demoted Rabbi Gamliel, Higia Zeman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, we could inculcate the Amun of Kriya Shema in all of our children. And this seems to be the opening of Haggadah Shel Pesach. So the episode in Masechta Brachos of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sort of is reenacted in the structure of the Haggadah. And this is a critical attitude to the begin the Haggadah with, that V'hemidu talmidim harbe. So to speak, whatever our standards are, the rest of the year, we have a different approach the night of the Seder. It's an open door policy. We bring everybody into the house. We bring everybody to the table. Everybody is equally valued. Everybody is equally cherished. By the end of the night, once we're ready for Geula, we bring Rabbi Gamliel back at it. He comes back to the helm. He gets his three Shabbosim. And by the way, this is very interesting. This accounts for the two approaches. The five Tanam, they're Mesaprim B'Tzias Mitzrayim, narrative, story. Ram Gamliel, no, look in the Tosefta. Ram Gamliel learned Halacha the whole night. That was the approach of Ram Gamliel. By the way, one little tidbit. You could look in the entire Pirkei Avos, there's only one Tana that's not mentioned. Ram Gamliel. Why? Because Ram Gamliel doesn't tell stories, and he's not teaching Agadata. Rabbi Gamliel is a man of halacha. He's Yikov Hadin Sahar. He's brought in at the end of the Haggadah. So to speak, the highest madrega is when we could bring in all the banim, elevate them to the status of chacham, and learn halacha. But by the beginning of the night, it's V'hayu Misaprim B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oisai Halayla. So I thank everybody for the great opportunity to share a few thoughts with you. Bershus all the Chashava Rabbonim and speakers. I wish everybody Chag Chashava Sameach and a wonderful Yom Tov. And we should be Zoicha that all of our Bonim should be elevated to the status of V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem. Thank you very much. Hagun Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.